Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners. Well, first of all, hold on. You know how I gotta do it. Hold on. Ground up roaches. I ain't got no weed today. Anyways, what's going down, stoners? It's been a while, haven't it? Yeah. I took myself a little vacay, that's all, you know. 4th of July was coming up. I was thinking about doing a podcast about the 4th of July, but then I realized, you know, I would probably just get into a rant about something I've already talked about, and that's, you know, us as black people and things of that nature. But I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday, stoners, and we got into the conversation about, you know, aliens. You know how stoners do it. We get high and talk about everything. But we're talking about aliens, and he's like, I don't believe in aliens, dog. You know, I don't believe in aliens. Who really believes in aliens? Motherfucker, how you do not believe in the aliens? You mean to tell me, right? The universe is vastly big, and you mean to tell me that we're the only ones here? God just said, let me imagine this, stoners. Imagine you buying a mansion, right? And you never leaving your room. There's a bathroom in your room. There's also a small kitchen in your room. So you never leave the room. You may leave and explore the hallway. Okay. Explore. Oh my, you found 9 other rooms in this big crazy mansion. That's crazy, right? What if I told you that's only 5% of the house? You've never been in the basement, in the attic, and there's 20 other rooms in just this house alone. What if I told you you're living in the neighborhood where there's other houses filled with other planets and planets? I'm sorry, I'm still in my analogy. Filled with other rooms filled with people. What if I told you you lived in a neighborhood filled with houses, filled with rooms filled with people? What if I told you you lived in a city filled with a neighborhood, filled with a street, filled with houses, filled with rooms filled with people? In other words, what I'm saying is, stoners, is it's too big. That's my biggest argument when it comes to aliens. The universe is too big for it to just be us. Come on. Okay. Now, we have had not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but multiple sightings, multiple abductions. I think aliens assisted. I don't think they built the whole thing. I think they assisted with the pyramids. Talk that shit. I think they assisted. I mean, if you look at every, and there's lots of them, every documentary. Okay. If you look at every documentary that has to do with the pyramids of Giza in Africa and Egypt, there is no way that man, with the technology that we had back then, could build that. They say they estimated, I don't know how they estimated this. This is also under scrutiny by me because I really need to figure out how do you measure time, but okay. They said that it may have taken 20 years to build that pyramid. Now, with the intricate way it was built, the inside, the tombs, the statues around it, it would have taken 100 strongest men in the world almost 100 years to build all 3 of those, and it took 20. Basically round that off to, what, 6 years of a pyramid. I believe aliens gave them the blueprint. I believe aliens gave them the technology. And they put it together. That's what I believe. You know, I believe in aliens because we're aliens to somebody else. You know, there's a cartoon about that, about I think The Rock played in it. He played this astronaut and he went to a planet and the planet was just like ours, except it was aliens. And it was googly eyed tentacle aliens. And he landed down in his American spacesuit and he's walking around and he's like, there are aliens everywhere, but the people are scared of him. They're like, who is this? Oh my God. All the aliens are running away and calling their government to find out what's going on. That's just a little quote I was thinking about not too long ago. But anyways, my point is, Stoners, is that if you don't believe in aliens, you're denying vast knowledge. You know, you're denying yourself knowledge. Don't be stupid. I mean, come on. I put it to you like this, Stoners. Do you realize that we've only been to the moon once? Do you realize that, Stoners? We've only been to the moon one time. Ask yourself why. Excuse me. We did no drilling. All we did was take back a couple of rocks. And that's if we even went. But I'll get to that a little later. But we didn't get no... All we did was bring back a couple of rocks. I believe that the moon is not real. I believe... Because there's no need for it. It doesn't... They say it controls the tide. But I have a separate theory about that. We'll get to that later too. About this whole moon thing. But the moon, I don't think the moon is real. I think the moon was put there by aliens. I think sometimes it's just a hollow sphere and something's going on in there. I don't know what, but something's going on in there. And when that sphere has to move away, I think it's a hologram. If you look, I know some of y'all starting to say, okay, this nigga smoking AK-47 mixed with granddaddy perp mixed with God's pubic hair. But I'm not. If you listen to me for a minute, Stoners, you can Google this. There have been astronauts who have been on the moon or and around the moon. And one astronaut actually said, this is a direct quote. I don't know his name. As you know, I don't use no script. I don't have no computer. It's just me and the microphone and y'all. We're having a conversation while we stone together. You know, well, not really a conversation because I'm talking and I can't hear y'all. One day I might do a duo podcast. Anyways, my point is that, okay, so he said, the astronaut said, you can look this up, that a satellite crashed into the moon. And the moon rang for hours like a bell. For hours. Now, there's two things I would like to know about that. One, how did you hear sound in space? We're not supposed to be able to hear sound in space. And two, why was it ringing if it was? Now, I know one question actually cancels out the other, because if you can't hear sound, how did he hear the bell ringing? But I'm still saying, it was said by a NASA astronaut. I seen it on YouTube. I seen it on Tony Baker's conspiracy theories or something like that. And they go into this tent and they talk about a lot of conspiracy theories. Now, it's a comedy, yes, but they do have real talks about real things. Okay, that's one thing. Here's my other theory about the moon. If we made it, which I say we're gonna talk about that later, if we made it there, right, I think we were threatened. There is also I don't know if it's still on the YouTube page, but they had footage of audio. Keep going out. They have footage of some audio of Neil Armstrong seemingly running away from something. And he's referring back to Apollo, and he's saying these words. He's running. He's like out of breath. He's like, oh my God, I think they're right there. I think they're right there. They see us. They're not hostile, but they look very mad. That is what he actually said. They're not human. He's running away from these things. Now, I don't know if that was a hoax. I don't know if that was a gag. I don't know. I don't believe everything I see on the internet. I don't believe everything I hear. I believe everything I believe. And I'm gonna be honest with you, stoners. I believe we were threatened. I believe we were threatened. Okay. And they let us know, don't come up here again. This is not for y'all. Get back to Earth. Boom, we come flying back to Earth. And the next thing you know, they got more alien movies than a little bit coming out. And it's funny that they don't have too many movies about the moon. I know about, okay, they do a movie about Apollo 13 and the moon. I don't remember them doing the Neil Armstrong movie. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I don't believe them doing a goddamn, I take that back, Stones. I take that back. They did do a movie about the moon. Eddie Murphy did a movie called Pluto Nash. And the movie was like, we built a city on the moon. That was crazy. That's actually a good movie if y'all ever get a chance to go see that. It's actually a good movie. But anyways, I don't believe the moon is real. Huh? Placed there by aliens to watch over Earth. Okay, stoners? Yeah, man. Aliens are definitely real. They're definitely real, stoners. Got my cat rolling. But yeah, stoners, it's definitely real. I believe that we have encountered aliens. I believe aliens work for our government. All that good stuff. I just don't have no way of proving it. And that's the way they want it. And you know what, to be honest with you, if you're living your best life, I think it's good to have knowledge, but it's not always good to act on knowledge. I mean, hey, if the aliens are not bothering you, don't bother them. You know, that's how I feel about it. If they're not bothering you, don't bother them. Straight up. If they come down here testing and looking at this and looking at, let them test and look at whatever they want. As long as your life ain't compromised, man, look, alien, do what you want, baby. You know what I'm saying? As long as my family's good and I'm straight, you do what you have to do down here. This ain't my planet. It's probably yours. Huh, stoners? How do we know Jesus Christ was not an alien? He said he was brought down from the skies from his father, Almighty God. How do we know God wasn't the mothership or like just the big supreme being? And then Jesus comes down. He's able to perform all these miracles. You know, back then people wasn't as tech savvy and as smart and witty as we are today. You know. You know how you turn a loaf of bread can feed a whole village? If you keep baking it. How do we know this man just didn't have some dough in an oven? Huh? And then put it in the oven, made some biscuits, gave it to some people, took some old dough, put it in the oven and made some biscuits. But them, they're looking at it like, he's just taking bread, this doughy bread, and he fed millions off of one loaf of bread. When that was just one big container of flour and water, and he just made some dough and baked some bread. That's all I'm saying, stoners, you know. That's why I have some holes to poke in the Bible. I believe the whole Bible is about stories to keep us in line, derived from what they seen from the alien Jesus Christ. You know? Maybe they seen an alien war in a desert, and that's what the whole Revelations was about. You know, stoners, I say all of this. These are just things I think about. And yes, I'm not saying this to be saying this just because it's my podcast. I'm really telling you things I believe. I just have thoughts, you know. Think of the Noah's Ark. What if that was alien-like, but they just didn't know how to explain it? I'll give you an example of what I think really happened. He didn't have two of every actual animal. He took the DNA of every animal that he can find on earth, the male and the female, and he put it on a ship. And he rode, Noah rode that ship. Noah being instructed by the aliens on what to do. Excuse me. Just think about it. Noah was told, excuse me, by God to build an ark. Him, his wife, and his two sons. Right? I'm sorry. When can four people build an ark the size of Jesus? Oh my God. How big is that? The size of a yacht. When does four people in those times build a yacht? Maybe 10 times bigger than a yacht. Huh? Because what is supposed to be Noah's ark has been found. It has never been touched. It's in the Netherlands somewhere on a mountain, barely hanging on. But the mountain has literally grew around it. So it's a part of the mountain. And that's what they believe Noah's ark was. So they just left it there. Okay, so just think about that. What if an alien came down and he knew the world was about to end, right? So he sat up there and he found a good human being. And it just so happened the only good human being he could find was a drunk on the street named Noah. And he informed Noah, your world is coming to an end. If you want to survive this, build an ark. Here's the technology to build that ark. Here is the technology to get the DNA of every animal on earth that you can get to. Place them on the ship and you and your family ride it out until the storm is over. We're washing this planet. Huh? What do you do when you find something in the dirt that's valuable? Wash it off, see what it is, and then build upon it. That's what I think happened. I think they found our planet during that time. Like, wow, this is nice. But all these, I don't like the people they have here. Let's start over. Let's wash it out. Huh? We're going to save a couple of families all around the world. I'm more than sure Noah was not the only family that was spared. We're going to save a couple of families all around the world so they can repopulate. Find the best families. Just the only family that was talked about was Noah. I think I blew y'all mind just now. Huh? Stoners? Mind blown. That's just what I think about when I'm high. That is what I believe. Now, like I said, I could be wrong 1,001 times, stoners. I could be 1,000% wrong, but to be honest with you, I don't just move on quote unquote facts. I move on what I believe. And there is no way this planet is the only planet inhibiting life. The world is too big. Do you realize, stoners, that we've only explored 5% of the ocean? Of all the water in the world, we've only explored 5% of it. That's to, you know, the Titanic and maybe 100 miles around it. You know, where different things go down there, we go down there, find that, and then search 50 to 100 miles around it just to see what's out there. We've only done that a few times, which means we've only explored 5% of the ocean. We're so busy worried about what's outer space, we don't even know what's right here. The Loch Ness Monster can be chilling. Huh? I don't know if he's seen what he's... Maybe he's seen the last dinosaur, that man in Scotland. Maybe he's seen the last dinosaur and was like, you know what? That's a goddamn fish with a goddamn brontosaurus neck. Jesus Christ, gonna call it Loch Ness. All I'm saying is, stoners, aliens exist. There's so much evidence to prove that they do exist, and there's not enough to prove that they don't. That's all I'm saying, stoners. Don't be naive and think just because you live in a mansion and you've only explored your hallway and your room that there's nobody else in your mansion, or hell, that there's nobody else on your street, or that there's nobody else in your neighborhood or your city or your state or your country or your world or your universe. We are not alone. It's just mathematically and logically not, it's just impossible that we're just that lucky to be the only ones here, stoners. Okay. And to be honest with you, stoners, if you're an actual stoner, of course you believe in aliens, because Mary Jane, Buddha, Green, that ooh wee, expands your mind past normal thought. So of course you analyze everything, stoners, huh? Of course you do. There are things that are going on in the world right now that we cannot explain. So of course, stuff in the past, we shouldn't try to explain why it happened. We should be thankful that it happened, learn from the mistakes of which it happened in, and move forward amicably as a people. That's what we should be doing. There's so many other stories I could tell you off the top of my head. There's a guy in ancient Asia, I forget his name, you know, but he created the first earthquake detector that can detect an earthquake from up to 50 miles away. And all it was a little vase with dragons all around it. And there was a ball that would fall out of the dragon's mouth, whichever way the earthquake was coming. And depending on how fast it comes out or how slow it comes out, they was able to measure on how long they had before the earthquake reached them. This was centuries before we even found out we had tectonic plates. Now, tell me this, what type of technology or what type of people you know can figure out that we have tectonic plates and that we have earthquakes and that we can create a machine that could detect these things all before the modern day found out that we had tectonic plates, huh? Is it not possible that somebody of this knowledge told him about it and then instructed them on how to build such an item to protect his people? Doesn't that make more sense than this man was so genius and so before his time that his mind automatically knew that they had tectonic plates and that he just knew how to build a machine, a simple machine on how to just dictate on where it's coming from up to 50 miles away and depending on how fast the ball comes out and on how slow the ball comes out, it lets you know how much time you have, and only he knew how to measure that time. He had no help with that. Nobody with vast knowledge knowing that. Jesus, at the least, can we talk about, you know what, I'll talk about time travel another time, but shit, can we at least talk about that? Maybe somebody from the future came back in time and then gave him this technology. I don't know, that seems kind of out there, because why would anybody from the future go to somebody in the past and teach them how to prevent earthquakes? Why not just keep that technology here? I mean, unless he was trying to save something, I don't know. That's kind of vast. That's kind of out there. But the alien thing, yeah. Hey, let me teach you, man. You know, y'all have earthquakes. The earth shakes because of iron plates that rub against each other. I'm just saying, stoners, there's too much evidence proving that aliens exist, I'm sorry. And not enough proving that they don't. People that want to challenge that aliens don't exist always have more questions than answers. If you say, man, aliens exist, how you know aliens exist? And I just give all them points. Okay, but tell me this then. How is it? Tell me this then. How is? They'll never have definitive proof. Go to anybody who believes aliens do not exist and talk to them about aliens existing. I bet you have more answers and they have more questions. Huh? Believing is something above this humanly flesh that we carry around every day. It's in our soul. So when you don't believe something, even if it's not true, when you don't believe something, your soul is just your soul connected to your mind, filters through your mouth, and all you have is questions. You can't have answers of something you don't believe. So all you have is questions. And it's just funny that the people with the most questions don't believe the people with the most answers. Please, everybody, follow me on all my social medias. That's Mr. Super Duper BC, MrSupaDuPaBC. Also, follow me on YouTube. I do a Stoner Talk video every other day. You know, I may drop some knowledge on them about this subject as well. You never know. Follow me on YouTube, Stoner Talk, okay? And please, y'all, don't be a closed-minded person. Open your mind to everything. Close your mind to nothing. Experience all. Regret nothing. Stoners unite!